Okay, let's continue with Rav Nevin Saul on Shavuos. Rav Nevin Saul talks more about Nasa Benishma, and he adds another idea. And he says, Nasa Benishma teaches us the idea that you can't pick and choose mitzvahs. You can't say, well, this one I like, this one I don't like. That's what the Goyim did when Hashem offered them the Torah, as the Medrash talks about in Rashi, in Devarim Perek Lamed Gimel quotes. The Goyim said, what's in the Torah? And they didn't want certain of the mitzvos. We have to know we accept all the mitzvos. You can't pick and choose. This is a big issue. It's happening right now, nowadays. There are people, Orthodox Jews, Orthodox rabbis, who say things, this mitzvah doesn't make sense, this mitzvah we can't accept it anymore, it doesn't fit in the modern world. It's exactly what the conservatives and the reform said. We have to constantly remind ourselves, Hashem is perfect, Hashem knows what he's doing, you can't pick and choose mitzvahs. Rav Nematzal says a beautiful idea about the color black. You know, the tefillin have to be black. Now, the Torah says, Zekeli v'anveyu. You're supposed to make the mitzvahs beautiful. You should have a beautiful sukkah, a beautiful esrog. How come the tefillin are black? He said an idea. B'derech Remez. You know, how does color work? Let's say something's blue. So that means that this item reflects the color blue. Of all the different colors that come from the light of the sun are absorbed, except for the blue, and that's why, let's say the sky is blue or something is blue. Well, so what is black? Black is something which is bolea kol kaneh haor hamagir seilav. It absorbs everything, and nothing else is returned. So maybe that's why the tefillin have to be black, to symbolize kol hadvarim asher dibar Hashem naaseh v'nishma. Whatever Hashem says, we accept, and we don't say this I want, this I don't want. I once heard this idea expressed in a very beautiful way, in a powerful way, from Rabbi Reb Lichtenstein Zatzal. And he said as follows. Let's say a person does all the mitzvot except for one. Let's say a person doesn't bench. Now, not because it takes too long, not because they're lazy, but they don't like benching. So let's say a person, instead of benching, says thank you 1,000 times. To say thank you 1,000 times takes the same amount of time as benching. So what do you think about such a person? So Wittgenstein explained a very deep idea, a very important idea. A person who does that reflects a fundamental problem. Why? Because if a person doesn't do a certain mitzvah, because that mitzvah doesn't appeal to them, that means the other 612 they're doing. Why? Because it makes sense to them. So nothing is service of Hashem. It's all avodas atzmi. They're serving themselves, doing what they want. The exception proves the rule. If a person is not, so they're judging Hashem, and they're saying, yeah, the other ones will accept. So that's not avodas Hashem anymore. Now, sometimes a person doesn't do a mitzvah because it's challenging. They have a yetzer hara, they have a taiva. That's not what we're discussing. We're discussing a person who says, this mitzvah's not for me. I don't think it makes sense. Rabbi Lichtenstein said as follows. He said, a Jew should go through his life responding to Hashem's call. He said, the essence of man is that he is a commanded being. He is a mitzvah. That's the essence of what it means to be a human, and especially to be Jewish, as he explained. Let's say a person goes shopping. Rabbi Lichtenstein contrasted mitzvahs to shopping. When you go shopping, this shirt you want, this shirt you don't want, these pants you want, these pants you don't want. Shopping is a homocentric activity. Man is at the center. You're choosing what you want. He said, but Yahadus, Avodas Hashem, is a theocentric activity. Hashem is at the center. Mitzvos are not like shopping, because Judaism is not a department store. You can't pick and choose. Judaism is not a department store. You can't pick and choose mitzvos. Very fundamental idea. This idea is always important, but it's especially important nowadays as the Torah world is under attack again in this way. These Orthodox rabbis that I mentioned earlier, so some of the leading rabbanim nowadays have said they're not Orthodox anymore. If you maintain these ideas that you can reject mitzvahs, that puts you more in the non-Orthodox conservative camp. So this is a fundamental idea. This is one major message of Naaseh V'Nishma. Oh. Okay. Then in the context of Naaseh V'Nishma, Rav Nemetzol discussed Maamid Har Sinai. You know, a Jew is supposed to remember Maamid Har Sinai. It's a mitzvah in the Torah, in Devarim, Perek Dalet. Raki Shamar Ucham Ushmor Nav Shcham Od, Pen Tishkach Haset Varim Asheroh Einecha, Ufen Yisum Yobavcha Kol Yimei Chayecha, Yom Asher Amarato Lifnei Hashem Okecha Bechori. You're not allowed to forget Maamid Har Sinai. And Rav Nemetzol developed the following idea. Beautiful, deep idea. There's a very famous question and answer of the Ibn Ezra. The last of the Esseres Hadibros is Los Achmod. Now the Ibn Ezra says, how could Hashem command us Los Achmod? To tell us not to do an action, okay, that makes sense, not to steal. But how can a person be commanded to control his emotions? How do you have full control over your heart? It's a good question. The Ibn Ezra gives his famous answer. He says, let's say you're a regular, simple person and you see the daughter of the king. Now you know there is no chance you're going to marry the daughter of the king. No, not shaykh. So you're not going to have a desire to marry the daughter of the king, because you know it's out of your league, it's out of your ballpark. There's no chance. So a person should view his friend's house and his friend's wealth like the Bas Melech. You have no shaychus, there's no chance of you getting it. And that's not what you should think about. That's the beautiful answer of the Ibn Ezra. So Nemetzol says, I have my own answer, as follows. He says, let's say it was the time of Maamid Har Sinai. You're sitting there at Har Sinai, and somebody says to you, and this was, so someone would ask me during Maamid Har Sinai, Rav Nemetzol said, do you want your friend's house? Rav Nemetzol said, Im hayiti matzliach bichlal liftoach et hapeh. If I could open my mouth, during Maamid Har Sinai, you're having a nevuah of Hashem. Rav Nemetzol said, if I could open my mouth, what I would say is, I don't even want my own house now. My bayis sheli, I don't want right now. All I want is to learn from Hashem and be close to Hashem. When you're having that nevuah, it's the greatest feeling of all time. So Rav Nemetzol says, b'shas matan Torah, of course, you don't violate Los Achmod, because your whole focus is on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oh, and since you're supposed to view what? You're supposed to remember Maamid Har Sinai every day of the year, so that should bring us to not violate Los Achmod. Wow. Every time you learn Torah, you should do it as if you're receiving the Torah right now. Certainly, Bizman Matan Torah, your focus was only on what? Only on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, Los Achmod wasn't even shy. Wow. Very beautiful idea from Rav Nemetzol. Two ideas about Maamid Har Sinai. One, about Naaseh V'Nishma, and one, how it connects to Lo Sachma.